It's Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes with EdTech 81. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Rob Brasbury, Ernie Bailey, and Scott Tyner talking about digital signage as a service. Scott Tyner starts off talking about the benefits of investing in signage over time rather than making a large one-time purchase.
Many of these now, you can even think of a Bright Sign or an Apple TV, and you put an app on the Apple TV. Mm-hmm. You're talking, and again, we're talking about the integrator's cost, which we know there's not much markup nowadays, but boy, if they can put these in there for the hardware, $600 to $800, they can come up with a really reasonable cost there. And that's the other piece, is when somebody comes to you and says, oh, how much is this digital sign I want to put in? It's a lot easier to say, it's X dollars a month than it is, well, for us to do it, it's an X $1,000 investment on your part.
Robert, Ernie, you guys in a similar boat, or it's one of those you guys look at everyone and just go, that's their own albatross to deal with.
No, I think it's pretty much similar in most institutions. And, the whole thing is you want that uniformity and you want that ease of access. I know that some of the display companies, such as Samsung, they have third-party companies that actually create content for different channels and stuff like that. So basically, this is just taking it to a different level. And I think the advantage is having each of the departments be able to go to that one source and say, hey, this is the information I want for this event. I want to brand it like this, and then go through the Department of Communications, because I don't know how it is in most institutions, but the Department of Communications, like you said, Scott, they're concerned more with that outside presence rather than what's on campus, and that's their focus. So for them to be able to have the one spot to go to, the one place to create that content and have it approved by them, I think is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.